Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, March 14th. I'm Mohsen Ali for The Wall Street Journal. Elevated inflation cooled mostly in February as the Federal Reserve faces dual threats of rising prices and financial instability. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index rose 6% in February from a year earlier versus a 6.4% gain in January, its slowest pace since September 2021. Setting aside volatile categories for things like food and energy, consumer prices advanced 5.5% from a year earlier in February, compared with 5.6% in January. Core prices, which economists view as a better indicator of future inflation, increased by 0.5% in February, compared with a 0.4% monthly gain in January. The smaller increase comes as the Fed contemplates its next interest rate move while confronting price pressures and bank failures. The Justice Department and Securities and Exchange Commission are investigating the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank after the lender was taken over by regulators last week amid a historic run on its deposits. People familiar with the matter say the investigations are also examining stock sales that SVP Financial's officers made days before the bank failed. The separate probes are in their preliminary phases and may not lead to changes or allegations of wrongdoing. And Facebook parent Meta says it plans to cut roughly 10,000 jobs over the coming months. The second wave of mass layoffs and what the social media company says is an effort to be more efficient in a difficult economy. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in an email to staff today that the company would conduct multiple rounds of job cuts, as well as cancel some projects and reduce hiring rates. The company will also stop hiring for about 5,000 open positions. Meta's new layoffs add to waves of job cuts that have roiled Silicon Valley, where tech giants are now cutting back after adding employees by tens of thousands through the pandemic. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.